these to look.
You can use that one. I don't know where the down arrow.
Okay, thanks for this opportunity to speak today. I'll be talking about improving sun safety among lifeguards using a targeted peer-driven approach. And I have no relationships to disclose relevant to this presentation. So in the summer of 2007, we conducted a pilot study evaluating new strategies for improving sun safety among lifeguards. And this pilot study was conducted within the context of the Pool Cool program, which is a multi-component educational and environmental sun safety program designed for outdoor swimming pools. Through the Pool Cool program, lifeguards and aquatic instructors teach young children between the ages of 5 and 10 about sun safety as part of their regular swimming lessons. This program has been conducted and evaluated at over 400 pools across the country and has been shown to improve sun protection in the pool environment and improve the habits of children and their parents related to sun safety. Of course, the lifeguards play an important role within this program because they're really the ones teaching the children about sun safety. But the materials of the program really are designed to appeal to a younger audience, and so the program may not have strong effects among the slightly older audience that's kind of hard to reach. We saw a need to focus on lifeguards for several reasons. Of course, they experience a lot of UV exposure while they're at work at the pool, but they're also young adults, which they're typically in high school or college, and this is an age group that the literature really shows have poor sun protection habits, they're not using sunscreen very often, and they have a high prevalence of sunburn. Furthermore, they are role models for the children. Even when they're not teaching the sun safety lessons or teaching swimming lessons, they're highly visible in the pool environment, and the children may try and emulate their behaviors. So we want them to be positive role models for the kids. We saw the Pool Cool program as the ideal avenue to reach this high-risk group because it was already in place and we were already working with the lifeguards. So what we basically did for our pilot study is we incorporated some new strategies specifically targeted towards the lifeguards into the already existing Pool Cool program. Our objective, of course, was to evaluate the effectiveness of these new strategies, and they included motivational appeals, a peer-driven approach to the program, and changes to pool policies and environmental supports at the pool for sun safety. We used a hybrid study design with our comparison groups clustered by region. So we had three regions participating in the pilot study. One region was Atlanta, Georgia, and none of the pools within this region had previously participated in the program. So we assigned all of them to receive this newer program, Pool Cool Plus, was the name we gave to the targeted peer-driven program. We also had pools in Wichita, Kansas, and Henderson, Nevada, participating in the program. And these pools had participated in Pool Cool in the past. So we randomized the two regions, and the pools in Wichita received the standard Pool Cool program that had been in existence in the past, and then the pools in Henderson, Nevada, received the targeted peer-driven intervention. So at the beginning of the summer, what we always did with the standard Pool Cool program is we started with a lifeguard training where we taught the lifeguards about basic sun safety and how to teach the children about sun safety in the swimming lessons. And at this time, we gave the pools everything they needed to conduct the program at their pool, including the educational materials that went along with the sun safety lessons. We gave them environmental supports like large aluminum sun safety signs and a gallon jug of sunscreen to have at the pool for patrons or staff who wanted to use it. And then just incentive items for the participants, like lanyards for the lifeguards or pins and wide-brimmed hats. Then for the participants of Pool Cool Plus, we incorporated some additional components into the training at the beginning of the summer, as well as some other items across the summer. So I'll go into those. First, we tried to use some motivational appeals. And the idea behind this was that we really wanted to personalize the risk of developing skin cancer for the lifeguards. So during that training for the participants of Pool Cool Plus, not only did we teach them about sun safety and how to use the sun safety lessons, but we showed them images and video clips of skin cancer growth and damage. We showed them testimonials from skin cancer survivors, as well as families of young individuals who had died from melanoma. And then we wrapped up the training with a skin analyzer machine demonstration, which was pretty fun because they could look at their own skin under the analyzer machine and see currently existing sun damage on their faces. We also tried to incorporate a peer-driven approach to the program so that the lifeguards would really take ownership for sun safety at their pool and among their coworkers. During the training, we encouraged the lifeguards at each pool to form a sun safety planning team. And this didn't have to be made up of the entire lifeguard staff. It could just be a few lifeguards at the pool who are willing to take on this added responsibility. And basically, the role of the sun safety planning team was to come up with ideas and strategies for improving sun safety at their pool that were really tailored to what they felt would work well at their particular pool and among the lifeguards there. We visited these pools once during the summer to meet with the planning teams and discuss their progress and help them strategize ways to make practical changes at their pools. We didn't want them to just simply come up with ideas, but we actually wanted to see changes being made at the pool during the summer. At the end of the summer, we gave rewards and additional recognition to the pools that had done the best work as far as improving sun safety among their pool staff. And an additional thing we did to appeal to this particular age group is we created web pages on popular networking websites such as MySpace and Facebook. And on these web pages, the lifeguards could see other lifeguards participating in Pool Cool Plus. And they could also see and contact individuals who were melanoma survivors and read about their stories as well. The sun safety planning teams were certainly an important part of increasing the policies and environmental supports for sun safety at the pools, but we also gave the pools a free shade structure for the pool area, and the planning teams had the opportunity to request up to $200 worth of additional sun safety supports for their pools. And we let them get pretty creative. We had some request umbrellas for the pool area or SPF lip balm, but some got really creative with the wide-brimmed hats. We had some ask for sombreros, which of course do shade your face, or straw cowboy hats. I think another pool asked for those. So that was another fun aspect to the program. We collected data from the lifeguards using self-administered surveys. The first survey was completed by the lifeguards just before the lifeguard training at the start of the summer. And then we had a follow-up survey at the end of the summer just before the pool closed for the season. Our main outcome variables of interest were the sun protection habits and sunburn of the lifeguards, as well as pool policies supporting sun safety among the pool staff. We used linear regression analyses to determine if treatment group was a significant predictor of these outcome variables. And then we used multivariate analyses of covariance to assess changes over the summer in these outcome variables by treatment group. Our results indicated that among both the participants of the standard Pool Cool program and participants of Pool Cool Plus, we saw improvements in their sun protection habits over the summer. And among both treatment groups, we also saw an increase in the policies supporting sun safety among the staff and the environmental supports available at the pool for sun safety. However, we did see that treatment group was a significant predictor of sunburn, and we found a reduction in sunburn only among lifeguards participating in the targeted peer-driven program. And this graph gives a good depiction. The blue line represents the standard Pool Cool treatment group, and the gold line represents the Pool Cool Plus treatment group receiving that targeted peer-driven intervention. And you'll notice several things. First of all, at survey administration one, we were asking them how many sunburns they experienced last summer. And then at survey administration two, we were asking them how many sunburns they experienced this summer. And you can see that just looking at that second time point, the participants in the Pool Cool Plus program were reporting significantly fewer sunburns during the pilot study summer. And they also showed a greater decrease in their number of sunburns that they were reporting. So based on these results, we can really say that Pool Cool, the standard Pool Cool program, as well as Pool Cool Plus, seem to have positive effects on the sun safety of the pool staff. However, we did see a slightly greater positive effect from the Pool Cool Plus program based on that reduction in sunburn among the lifeguards. These are strategies that are not restricted to the pool environment either. These are strategies that could be used in other outdoor worker settings or in schools or other areas. They're not specifically tailored to a pool environment. So future research could look into using these strategies in other settings, as well as looking to see if more intensive or longer duration strategies would be more effective, since we only conducted this over one summer and had just one brief training at the beginning of the summer. And then also, future research could look into how effective and feasible it would be to disseminate this program to a wider group of pools. So that wraps up my presentation. I want to thank my study team, of course, Karen Glantz, who's the PI of the Pool Cool program, and all of our Pool Cool staff and our participants and our funders. Are there any questions? Yes. Sure. So it's called a skin analyzer machine. I think sometimes it's referred to as a dermascan, but I think that's a brand name. And it uses a black lamp and a blue light, and you basically stick your head into the box, and they can see their reflection in a mirror. And it shows sun damage that's already occurred shows up as kind of purple or dark splotches on the skin. Basically, it's definitely not a tool to diagnose cancer or precancerous cells or anything like that. It's basically just showing your sun exposure. And so typically people that have been out in the sun a lot will have like the typical splotches where you would normally expect a lot of sun exposure, you know, across the front of the face and the forehead and nose. Mm-hmm. Yes. We actually asked both. We asked about their sun protection behavior specifically at work and then in general. And we saw improvements in both.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thanks.
And we do have time left, so if anyone has any questions you'd like to ask of any of the presenters in the session, we can do that now. Okay. Seeing no hands, I'm assuming there are no questions. So thank you all very much for attending the session, and thank you to our presenters. And I'm sure they'll be around for a few minutes if you do have any questions for them. Thank you.